Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of Primo local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
To a Totsis Radio 105.4 FM, and this is Bangers and Trash, the Sun Friday show. Today it's just me again, Rosa, but Trent reassures me he'll be back in the next show, so that's very exciting. I'm actually here for an hour today. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to hear a lot of music. It's going to be great. I'm going to discover my wide range of music. I've been compiling a playlist as I walked here listening to things, being like, do I actually like this? Or if I just listened to it enough times, it's kind of absorbed into my brain and now I'm like, yeah, I recognise it. So one of the first things, I've been very stressed recently. I just have a million things to do and I can't seem to do them fast enough. But I've also had a lot of fun things. Like, a side note, one of the fun things to do with your friends is to go, we're doing a Secret Santa at the moment, and you have to spend less than $10, and it's on the website Wish, which can take up to a month to deliver things. By the way, as we're all discovering, ordering stuff, and it's like, you're ordering it August 27th? Wow, it's going to come, like, October 1st. And you're like, haha. So that's going to be fun. Stuff like that with friends is fun. But another thing that's really helped me is I've gotten really into, like, I've always kind of enjoyed, like, lo-fi hip-hop. Like, I don't know if you guys listen to, but there's a playlist on YouTube which is called Lo-Fi Hip-Hop Beats to Relax and Study To. Maybe it's Relax slash Study Tour. I don't know. Anyway, it's this awesome playlist of just continuous, it's like a live stream, and it's continuously different, like, lo-fi hip-hop beats. And it's got this awesome kind of GIF of sorts. GIF, if you say GIF, I say GIF. Or, like, it kind of looks like a video. It's this kind of anime-style drawing of this girl, and she's just writing in her book, and she's got a cat next to her, and the weather outside her changes, and it's really nice and calming, and I really love it. But recently, I've kind of stepped more into, like, without any rap in it, more just, like almost like the backing beats for the lo-fi hip-hop stuff, and it's been so much fun. It kind of, like, really calms me down, like, in terms of, I don't know, it, like, all my thoughts kind of stop working, apart from the ones that I need to, in that kind of way. And one of my favourite songs recently, which I actually made a whole playlist based off, is called Ilse del Sol by Henyao, it's H-E-N-Y-A-O. And I found it because there's this awesome YouTube channel that I watch called Oh No Nina, by this awesome girl called Nina, and she does these painting videos which are titled, like, painting something badly or whatever. Like, she's very kind of, like, it's enjoyable, it's relatable content. But essentially, she does this whole series of her painting skies, and it's really nice and kind of calming, you know? You get to watch somebody put pretty colours, and she put this song in the background, and I was just kind of like, shazammed it, and I'm just in love with it, and it's kind of got everything you kind of want, you know? It's got a little bit of drums, a little bit of piano, a little bit of awesome horn, I think, at some point. But yeah, so shout out to Oh No Nina's video about painting the sky, her most recent one. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy. This song is definitely helping chill me out, and yeah, I don't know, I feel like sometimes we all need something that's kind of nice and calming, and I guess very, like, pretty to listen to. So yeah, this is Ilse del Sol by Henyao. Enjoy. Listening to it, I hope it's raining 105.4 FM. And that was Ilse del Sol by Henyao. I'm never going to get that right. I need to look up a YouTube video on, like, pronunciation for it or something. Yeah, I just love that kind of vibe. I saw this, so I've grown up with the Studio Ghibli movies, like Spirited Away and Howl's Moving Castle and all that kind of, North Spirit of the Valley of the Wind is my personal favourite, the Ohms. are really what made me, like, not be afraid of Slaters despite their many legs. So that's always a plus. I've also, like, we've always kind of, as my family, we've always kind of watched, like, Japanese animes. One of my favourites is The Girl Who Leapt Through Time. And it's so cool because sometimes you get, like, such a cool glimpse into, like, the more day-to-day stuff, I guess. You know, like, you have her just walking around school or, like, at a shop. And I don't know, it's just kind of nice and, like, suddenly everything's better if it's, you know, drawn in a beautiful hand-drawn kind of style. And listening to songs like that really kind of make it a lot easier to romanticise in some ways, like my own kind of, like, studying or my own, like, having to get up early. Suddenly it's like, oh, now the sky is really pretty, you know? It's kind of a lot of fun to have those moments where suddenly everything's kind of, like, a little bit nicer and a little bit prettier. And I'll, a little while later, play another one of my favourite songs in that kind of genre. But I kind of want to switch the mood up a little bit. There's a K-pop artist called Sunmi who just did a comeback with a song called La La Lay. And when I first heard it, I was like, it came on in, like, a shuffle playlist or something, so I didn't recognise it was her. Like, I knew she made a comeback, but I didn't know this was her song. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, that's such a cool voice. Like, I wonder who it is. And I was like, oh, somebody I actively listen to. That's pretty cool. And I really like it. And the more I listen to it, the more it seems like my head. So this has been the song I've had on repeat the most, apart from one other song that I'm hopefully be able to play later. So this song has just been, like, one of those ones where, I don't know, I listened to it all the way through, and then I was like, hey, family members, do you mind if I just play it again? And they were like, okay. And I was like, yay! But I just listened to it on repeat when I want to get stuff done, you know, like, you gotta walk somewhere quickly, so, like, you put on a fun song, and it's easier to kind of have something on repeat. So I hope you enjoy. Again, it kind of has, like, a horn aspect to it. I don't know what's that, or, like, a trumpet. Sorry to all the people who play brass and wood instruments, and I'm just kind of messing them up, woodwind instruments, I'm just messing them all up, but interesting to see that kind of come through in, like, a range of songs. But I hope you enjoy this. This is La La Lay by Sunmi.
Yeah.
You're back with the Totes is Radio 105.4 FM. You're back with Rosa with Bangs and Trash, your Stone Friday show. That was La La Lay by Sunmi. Yeah, that song has just been stuck in my head, and it's never going to leave. It was one of those songs where, because she's a solo artist at the moment, she has like these kind of continuous group of backup dancers, and it's kind of really cool seeing her do videos like with them that is somewhat more informal than just like a performance. They have like kind of like a video of them doing like a relay performance where it will start off with one of the dancers at the beginning, and then at like the next kind of change of verse or beat, the next person will come up and you'll continue going. So Sunmi is somewhere in the middle, and then you get like her backup dancers kind of like revolving in like a never-ending line, and they're all just having like so much fun in the video. And it's just, it's one of those things that's just really, really fun to see, and like really nice to see that these are kind of like, I don't know, that they're enjoying the music and they're enjoying kind of like working together and stuff. Yeah, it's something that just made me kind of happy. Another song, which is actually less happy, is so, you know, if you listen to like a bunch of songs on Spotify, they give you like a end of year playlist kind of thing. I got mine, and boy, did it have a range of music. Turns out my all-time ever song is Compte d'Une. I can't speak French, and all of my friends who know French are going to viciously attack me for that. So maybe I'll just get one of them to come in and like do like a vocal dub, and then every time I have to say the song name, that will just play over the top. I would very much appreciate that. I can't say it. It's a song from Emily. It's beautiful piano. I love it a lot. It's just one of my all-time favourite songs. I'll play you a little bit so you know what I'm talking about. So yeah, it's just kind of that like pretty kind of soft piano tune. That was my most ever listened to song, but it's also my most listened to song in 2018. And then it goes to like Twin on Pilots and then like Car Seat Hebrist. And if you don't know Car Seat Hebrist, well, me and Trent talk about them a lot. Him? Them? They're a band. It's just mainly Will Toledo. So this guy, Will Toledo, created a band on Craigslist after he released like 11 EPs solo on Bandcamp, and then he got signed to Matador Records, and then released Tens of Denial, which is an absolute beautiful album, and then released Tens of Style, which is kind of like a rehash of his previous albums, kind of like his favourite tracks of those, and kind of getting a chance to relive them, I guess. And then he released Twin Fantasy, which is like a rehash of a previous album, beautifully done. But one of my favourite songs by him, which was in my 2018 ones, and I was like, huh, I can actually play this to you guys, because he actually like swears a lot by it, like, but in like a way where it's like you don't think about it, and then I listen to songs and I'm like, oh no. But this one is Beast Monster Thing, and then open brackets, Love Isn't Love Enough. Is that right? Did I get that right? Is Trent gonna like, actually it's my brother who'll probably correct me more. Sorry, Joe. Yeah, I got that right. Yeah, it's off the album How to Leave Town, which is from 2015, I believe. 2014, close. It's the second song, and it's just one of my, How to Leave Town is one of my favourite albums in terms of, like, really feeling like a, I don't know, like a well-thought-out album, like, each track kind of connects, and you have, like, a cool, it's one of those cool things where the ending tracks kind of reference the beginning tracks. The beginning track is called The Ending of Dopamine. Oh no. That'd be so sad. No, The Ending of Dramamine, which is like, has this like 3 minute long beginning of just drums being layered. So you start off with like a simple drum beat, and then it slowly becomes layered, and then eventually the song kicks in. And it's kind of really relaxing, right? Like, kind of similar to like the lo-fi stuff. It just kind of chills my brain out, and I'm like, yeah, this is cool. Now I've blocked out all the kind of like unnecessary things. I can just focus on what I need to do. So I love that song, but I love Beast Monster Thing just for the, I don't know what it is, something that the guitar sounds kind of different from from his usual guitar. It just sounds very, like, I don't know, polished? Not that his songs aren't polished, not to imply his songs aren't polished. I'm sorry, Will Toledo. But it just sounds kind of more, like, more certain, I guess. He has a lot of beautiful, complex layering of guitar sounds in his previous albums and in his albums, you know, past this album, more recent. But there's something kind of really nice about, like, it starts off with just, like, a couple of, like, open chords, and it just sounds really, I don't know, I love it. It sounds so, like, so certain, and he's like, yeah, this is the song I'm doing, this is the guitar I'm using, we getting into it, you know? Yeah, it's about 6 minutes long, so in our normal time, I wouldn't be able to do it, but you had me for another, like, half an hour at least, so that's amazing. So one of my favourite couple of lines in it are two phrases. One, which is, I co-write my songs with myself. He feels the feelings, I write the words. And I kind of like the idea that the person who kind of writes it all down is somewhat separate from the person who's kind of was there in the moment feeling it. Like, because you do kind of, you're constantly growing and changing, and I kind of really like the fact that he kind of vocalizes that as a kind of growth. The person who's writing it down has had time to reflect and has time to kind of realize and whatever's happening. And I'm pretty sure this is like an album based around a breakup, or it starts off with all your friends are leaving town kind of thing. Like, it's kind of like a moment of growth. I think it's when he left uni, as far as I'm aware, something like that. But my other favorite line in it is this little verse, which is, don't get mad at the system, you can't change the system. Get mad at your lover, you can affect your lover. And I think it's kind of like such a good idea, like, or such a good thing to kind of point out that, well, I mean, I feel like you should kind of get mad at systems, but you can't necessarily affect gigantic change without kind of affecting personal change. Like, I saw with the Amazon rainforest fires at the moment, I saw kind of all of the talk about it on like Twitter and Facebook and stuff just kind of be boiled down to, like, what do you call it? I can't think of the word. I'll think of it later. It kind of be, like, reduced to, oh, but people should be vegan and then this wouldn't happen. Or people should, like, we should dismantle capitalism and this wouldn't happen. Or, you know, like, it kind of got reduced down to basic, here are some solutions that, you know, I don't know, it kind of felt a lot more like it was taking away from the actual problem at hand. And I think that's kind of relevant with this, is, like, don't get mad at, like, some kind of gigantic, like, the system. I kind of imagine he's using it as, like, a big kind of, like, I don't know, like, don't get mad at, like, a gigantic concept of thing, because you can't really change that big concept. Just kind of, like, work on, like, small individual changes, and then you're going to be able to make change in a way that's meaningful, and you're not going to kind of feel like your actions are meaningless because you're not doing something to change something that's so much bigger than you. But, yeah, he's got some great lyrics. He's got some funny lyrics about paying $12 for a milkshake. Anyway, I hope you enjoy. This is one of my favourite songs. So, yeah, here we go. This is Beast Monster Thing, Love Isn't Love Enough by Car Seat Headrest.
Son of my life. search for hope inside my head. But even in my dream, I know the difference between what I want and what I got. 'Cause what I got is
is Radio 105.4 FM, and that was Beast Monster Thing, open brackets, Love Isn't Love Enough, close brackets, by Car Seat Headrest. Classic. I'm a big fan of that song, putting it out there. I love it. It's very catchy. It's, well, no, not so much catchy. It's kind of, like, comforting, like, I don't know. He's kind of, all of his kind of submerged vocals and all of his different sections, it feels like more like a conversation than, like, song lyrics, I guess. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's, I love it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope it wasn't too weird and guitar-y and I don't know what you come here to listen to. Oh, speaking of listening, shout out to the marvellous Louis Freeman for giving me one of the best messages I've received about how much he really enjoyed listening to this show. And I was like, thank you. He should be back from England soon. I'm pretty sure it's early November. And I'm very excited. I'm gonna make him come here and play music with Trent and I. I'm going to make him do it. It's going to be fun. So I hope that can happen. But yeah, so thanks, Louis. And the Cast at Everest was for you. He also saw Cast at Everest live recently, which is insane to me. Cast at Everest is more like a concept at this point than like an actual person / people playing instruments who perform actual songs. For me, it's more just like great music that, like, albums that are kind of like nostalgic for me. And yeah, I think I've been listening to him for like, what, like 3 years? Yeah, almost 4 years. Yeah, end of this year will be like 4 years. Wait, no, 2020 will be 4 years. There's just something so, like, reassuring about Cast at Everest. You know, like, with Leto, he has things go wrong, and it's okay, you know? And he is, like, his albums are so, like, personal, and it's so nice to listen to that, I guess. Anyway, a song that's gonna be completely different, because I couldn't... Oh, actually, no. You know what I am gonna play? I was listening the other day to Florence and the Machine. Shout out to my friend Megan for loving Florence and the Machine. Because I love to listen to new albums I don't really know when I study. Because that way, if I like them at the end, then I can go back and go, oh, what did I remember? And, you know, like, I don't know, it's like a nice introduction to be focused on something else. And if it works well, it's like good kind of like background listening and you can listen to it all the way through, then you might as well get to know the individual songs. So I took a listen to Florence and the Machine's latest album, and I'd heard the song Hunger a couple of times before, but I absolutely loved it, listening to it again. So I figured I would play that for you. Florence? I was going to say Florence and the Machine, that's not her actual name. Florence is so, like, I don't know, she's kind of, her and Hozier and Lorde are kind of in the same categories to me, you know, like, there's people who appear seemingly out of nowhere, make beautiful music and kind of disappear again, and I guess like seem to have some kind of great connection or something to great music. I don't know. Anyway, I hope you enjoy. This is Hunger by Florence and the Machine.
I thought that love was a kind of emptiness, and at least I understood then the hunger I felt, and I didn't have to call it loneliness. We all have a hunger. We never found the answer, but we knew one thing.
You're back with the Tarotsis Radio on 105.4 FM. And that was Hunger by Florence and the Machine. I love that song so much. I remember doing Dog Days Are Over by Florence and the Machine for my year 13, like, end of year performance. A whole bunch of us music students got together and performed it, and it was so much fun. And I just love her songs, and the more I listen to, the more I love. So, yeah, I'll have to get Megan to show me a million more Florence and the Machine songs. So, earlier I was talking about listening to lo-fi songs and how you can kind of romanticise your life, and I was talking about Studio Ghibli, and I found a lo-fi song that actually samples the piano theme for Howl's Moving Castle, which is such a weird, like, crossover to me, but, like, I love it so much. So I hope you enjoy. This is, dipping back into that lo-fi mood, this is Stay With Me by JRD. You're back with the Tarotsis Radio 105.4 FM. Yeah, I really like that song. I'm a big fan of that kind of, like, lo-fi sound, as I've mentioned. And having, like, Howl's Moving Castle come into it was so crazy to me. Unexpected, but beautiful, you know. I really want to learn Howl's Moving Castle theme on piano, but I'll probably just be endlessly frustrated by the fact that I have to use my two hands independently to play different things at different times. I'm not very good at that. I can do, like, chords with one hand and a melody with the other. That's fine. But two hands playing, like, two different things? No. Not keen. But I will try my best, and one day I'll come on radio and be like, hey, want to hear something cool? It's a recording I did of me playing Howl's Moon Castle theme, Merry-Go-Round of Life, and you're all going to have to listen. It'll be great. Trent will be so proud of me. So, yeah, I have a couple minutes. I'm probably going to play two more songs, I think. When I was talking, well, I haven't really talked about, like, childhood favourite songs. This whole episode is me just being like, hi, here's some songs I love. Thanks for listening. But one of them is When I Grow Up by Fever Ray, which is just, like, somewhat, like, embedded in my brain. Like, I just know it from when I was really, really little. It's just been there. I remember watching the music video and being very confused. I'm just double-checking that the lyrics are all good. I'm like 99% sure. You know, it's just stuff like, when I grow up, I want to live by the ocean. But you never know. Some people are just into not let me play their song on radio. No, I think we're all good. So, yeah, I'll just play you When I Grow Up by Fever Ray. It was crazy to me. I watched Vikings. Me and my family had a huge Vikings phase. If you haven't watched Vikings, go for it. The last couple of seasons haven't necessarily been that great, but most, like, the first, like, three or four seasons were fantastic. But the actual opening song was done by Fever Ray. And I was like, whoa, it's crazy. Two worlds colliding. Modern Rosa and Small Rosa. So I hope you enjoy. This is When I Grow Up by Fever Ray.
What I do last night, I drew a funny man.
You're with the Tahoe Sis Radio 105.4 FM. That was When I Grew Up by Fever Ray. I kind of love that song. It kind of feels like a completely different world. To just tangent off for a couple of seconds, there's this book I used to love growing up, I still love, called Rhonda the Robber's Daughter. Maybe it's Ronya. Ronya the Robber's Daughter, but it's just about this girl growing up, and it's just in, like, you know where, like, the Grimm Brother fairy tales are all set? Like, it just kind of foresty areas and small towns, and it's kind of like a unspecified period of time. I'm not good with history. And it's just kind of like free, I guess. I don't know. It's just these people, it's just her growing up and having a really fun time. And there's this, I don't know. That song kind of reminds me of that. Like, kind of like that really close interaction with nature and with everything else around her. Like, I don't know, she's so directly involved in everything she does. And there's a whole plot line about families and some kind of magic creatures as well. I don't know, it's got everything you could want. So definitely check it out. If Ronya, R-O-N-J-A, the Robert's Daughter, or possibly Rhonda. Rhonda sounds wrong. I think it's Ronya. Ronya, the Robber's Daughter. You want a good novel to read. It's a lot of fun. For my final song today, I'm going to play a song called Adios by Everglow. Shout out to Nio, who's one of my first years in locals, for being like, yeah, you should actually listen to it. And I was like, yes, okay, I will. It's a great song. It's the second song from Everglow that they've, like, promoted as an official single. And it's just really, really catchy. And I just keep having it stuck in my head, keep listening to it again, keep just... Yeah, I don't know, it gets stuck in my head a lot. It's really fun for, like, I'm going to say doing exercise, but I don't really, like, do as much exercise as I should. It's really fun for walking into uni. This and La 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 and some lo-fi hip-hop, and I'm good to go. You know? Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this hour of me just rambling about music I like. And stay tuned next week, no, in 2 weeks, for Trent to come back, which will be very exciting, and I'm sure he'll have some marvellous theatre tales to tell us. So thank you very much for listening, and we hope we made your, well, yeah, Trent's here in absentia. We hope we made your Friday a little more banging. See you next time.
Everglow. And you need somebody, no, no.
Goodbye, Avarios. Hey!
Take RFM Dunedin with you wherever you go, with podcasts and live streaming of premier local content. Download the Access Internet Radio app for free from Google Play and the Apple App Store.
This programme was first broadcast on RFM Dunedin and made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.